Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hello and good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Carolina's Mortgage Radio, the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate here in the Carolinas. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Got a great show lined up for you. Still dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Things are hopefully maybe seeing some flattening here and maybe the opportunity to open up some business. So we are certainly with all of you listening at home and hoping for the best, hoping you are staying safe and maybe hopefully being able to get some level of normality back into our lives. We understand that schools are closed. You may have kids at home and teaching. We'd love to hear some of your stories. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We do have a great show lined up for you today. Before we get into that, do want to throw out, the potential for a refinance and then, you know, finding different ways to save money on your everyday household expenses, your the expenses that you have, you know, things like home insurance. We've got Joe Rickey, Liberty Mutual here in studio with us. We're going to talk about that as well. Right now, if you haven't looked into a refinance, definitely give us a call. Let's put some numbers together for you. You're probably spending most of your time at home right now. It's a great opportunity to look at your budget or your finances in general and find ways to save money for the future. So give us a call, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We are sponsored by Mortgage Right. If your rate is, you know, anywhere above 3.5, let's definitely have a conversation. There's lots of different opportunities and programs for a refinance right now. We expect maybe some things coming down from a congressional standpoint too that maybe make it even easier to refinance. So don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything get in your way, whether it's credit or loan to value ratio, whatever it may be. Give us a call, 704-999-6646. The interest rate market is still very low and creates a great opportunity to help you save some money. And what a better time to do that than right now in these uncertain times. So, Joe, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you.
Good morning, man. Great to be here again. Draft day in the Carolinas. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, COVID-19 has, of course, changed our entire way of life, at least for now. Hopefully we, you know, get back to normalcy in the future, but certainly for now it's kind of changed everything. So I know the NFL draft is today, and, you know, the sports world has certainly been hurting, and there's a huge lack of, you know, sports information out there. So everybody in the sports world has kind of been waiting for the draft to have something to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So that's today. Is that all digital, I assume?
Yeah, it's going to be on – most of stuff is going to be on TV, but it will be digital, I guess. Everybody, they're not meeting and doing the draft like normal.
Right.
People will just be at their houses and stuff like that. So predicted – I don't know who Carolina's going to end up getting. I think we pick 7th in the draft.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is predicted to go to the Bengals
with the number one pick. Yep.
So that's going to be interesting, and I don't see us picking a quarterback in the first round. So probably going to go. I think they're looking at some defensive tackles, and we'll see how it plays out. But
yeah, I think in these days, quarterbacks and pass rushers seem to be the hot commodities.
Oh, yeah.
But Joe, I want to talk to you a lot about a lot of different things today. We'll talk about the draft for our new listeners. You have been on the show before, but kind of give us an introduction of who you are and what you do.
So my name's Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual. Been in the insurance financial service industry for 15 years. I do broker for Liberty Mutual, so able to write through a lot of carriers, love relationships, and want to be a client's agent for life, not just for a single term. Constantly looking for ways to invest in my clients and to help them be better when it comes to the insurance stuff. A lot of people don't realize what they don't have and don't realize what they have until it's too late. And I hate getting calls from friends and folks that aren't insured with me, you know, asking me questions on claims that I can't control because they're not in my book any. And
right.
So I go about it a little different approach than most agents do. They constantly shop rate. And I look at overall situation and with the person's assets and exposure. And I do shop rate. It's very important, but I also make sure it's good coverage.
Yeah, you know, you help out most of my clients. So we send them all to you, and you actually get just a substantial majority of
sure.
of that new business. People buying new homes that are using Brandon Kohlberg for their mortgage. Most of them are using you for their homeowners insurance. And what I always tell my clients is, hey, give Jill a call. What you just said, it's not mm-hmm. always about rate. It's about understanding your insurance coverages, what it actually means. There's just so much misinformation out there, let's call it what is kind of a lack of yeah. knowledge on the consumer side of what these coverages even mean. So you go to great lengths to kind of discuss that, define that,
yep,
and help people, help our mutual clients kind of understand what their insurance is actually made up of, how it works, what their coverages are. And then you talk about, of course, you know, the rates for those different policies. And of course, you're always got the best rate that's
sure.
typically out there. So we certainly appreciate all the value that you bring. And of course, again, you know, we talked about, you opened up the show about, you know, there's people, you know, a lot of people just kind of hanging out at home right now.
Yeah.
Maybe they're working, but they're working from home, a little bit less productive. It's such a fantastic time right now to look at things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like your mortgage, like your homeowner's insurance, car insurance,
yep.
Life insurance, all these things that you do. And find out, make a phone call to an expert, you know, Joe and Brandon, and find out, you know, where can I save some money?
Yep. Yeah, I'm getting the calls have definitely picked up for shopping. You know, the auto side of the industry is kind of down because the fact that people aren't out buying cars right now. It's a great time to buy a car, so you'll make somebody's day if you go to a dealership right now. But, yeah. You know, boats, cars, you're going to be on the lake here before you know it. This is all going to be over, and you're going to be enjoying summer. So now's the time. If you've been thinking about buying a boat or a car, to invest in those toys. And, you know, it's one of those things. I deal with a lot of auto dealerships, too, and I'm listening to them, and it's crickets over there. So,
yeah. So, what is the auto industry saying with your connections there? What seems to be the consensus? What's the word? What's happening now? What do they expect to happen when maybe some of this starts begin to lift?
You know, I just think they're going to be a surplus of inventory on their lots, and it's just going to be one of those things where they're going to do what any business owner has to do. They're going to sell it. They're going to slash prices and get that inventory moved as quick as possible. The insurance world, a lot of the big ones, the big companies, did something really cool, which we were one of the first ones to do it, and we gave back over $2 billion. We gave back clients rebates for auto insurance. So if you were insured and you paid in the month of March and April and now coming into May, we're giving back 15% of your monthly premium to you, because that's a calculation that we did at time of application that assumed a mileage.
Right.
And if people aren't driving, there's the exposure's down, so we're going to give that money back. So if you're listening and you have an insurance policy and you haven't seen money come back, it's really important to call your agent and call your company and find out where that check is. Some companies are doing this. Some of them are not. Eventually, it will be state mandated. The longer that this goes on,
yeah.
The state commissioner will actually jump in and make companies do it. But our checks are already out. So if you're a Liberty Mutual policy holder, you've already probably received that. They are paper checks, so don't look for an ACH or a credit card reimbursement. They are paper checks going to the address. And just for the listeners, too, even if you don't get a check or if your company's not getting a check, call them and have them adjust your mileage on your policy, because you'd be surprised how much that plays into your rate, how much mileage you drive. Because if you're driving and you're in a bracket 12 to 15,000 miles and you're not driving right now and they move it down to 5,000, it's going to drop your rate probably 25%. So whatever that is to you, if you're paying $200 a month, you know, just do the math and it's good savings.
So I think I need to give you a call.
Your car's one of them. Your truck is the only one that's driving, right?
And you know, honestly, that's such a good point that you've raised, you know, checking the mileage, is because I think probably the last time we did that, I lived in a different place than where I live now. My office was in a different place than where it is now. You know, my office is now, I think, a mile and a half from my home, and so I'm driving a lot less.
I figured you'd be running every day to work. You don't do that?
Not yet. This COVID-19 has got me an extra 20 pounds added.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, you're looking cut.
I need to get back on it and lose this. You know, they used to call it the freshman 15. Yep. Now it's like the COVID-19.
COVID-19.
COVID-19-19. I don't know.
That's funny.
but yeah, I think we probably should have a conversation about my current mileage and see if there's some savings there. What a great point too. You know, this is the value of having an expert in the industry and not calling some stupid 800 number that's just going to give you the runaround and they're not going to have the knowledge. They're essentially have a sheet in front of them to answer some basic questions. Right, when you call Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual, you get the right information and could potentially save you a good chunk of money.
Oh, yeah. 704-770-8324 is my cell. You can call or text that at any time. I usually work from 7 to 8 at night.
And you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg, Mortgage Right. You can call us anytime during or after the show. 704-999-6646. We would love to have a conversation with you, put some numbers together for a refinance, or help you purchase a home. You know, a lot of people are a little bit uncertain about buying a home. We're still getting a lot of new purchase contracts. People are seeing homes virtually, sometimes in person, depending on if the home is vacant or not.
Yep.
But we're doing a lot of virtual home showings. I posted something on social media earlier this week. You know, would you consider buying a home with just seeing it virtually? And we got a wide range of responses. Some people, you know, could never see themselves doing that. But of course, we see that, you know, all the time right now. Even before, it's really interesting. What is your thoughts on that?
I think it's fine as long as, I mean, if you have the right realtor and you trust them, they're obviously going in the house for you. If it's their listing or they're selling it, even though if you can't go in, most of the realtors are going into the house. So I'm all for it, especially with inventory. You might lose the contract. I mean, if there's people bidding on a house, if you wait a day, you might not have that house. I know in court and up in the North Carolina area, in that market, it's super hot. And I know Fort Mill and TKK is the same way.
It's still on fire. You know, I mean, you know, well, like you said, there's not enough supply. And so when a house goes on the market, even in these uncertain times, we're seeing multiple offers and a very hot market. So we're certainly thankful for that.
Yep.
And, I feel like we're our area, the greater Charlotte area, as of right now, is still fairly insulated for what some other markets may experience. I mean, you look at maybe like an extreme like Las Vegas where, mm-hmm. 500,000 people are unemployed. I mean, that's a substantial amount. And they're going to have some troubles in the real estate industries. You look at a market like Charlotte, which is heavy on banking and heavy white collar employment, where maybe they're working from home, but they're still working.
Yeah,
and still a lot of essential, so-called essential jobs here in the greater Charlotte area. So I think we're going to be pretty strong.
Yeah.
Getting through this and then coming out of it.
I hope we come out of it soon, because that's the biggest challenge, I think, for even, you know, number one, this is a blessing to have a job these days, that in a company that allows you to do the flexibility to work from home.
Yeah.
But I could do a whole segment on how to work from home efficiently, because it's not like you go in the office and you have three monitors and you're working, and you could see that, you know, you're dealing with interruptions and kids and pets and you know, everything. I mean, at home working. So it's one of those things where I've struggled with it, and I got to set my agenda and follow it to a T, or I'll be snoozing.
Well, give us some of those tips. I still go into the office, though. Like I said, my office is about a mile and a half down the street from me. I actually own the office building, and so for my little office condo, I'm the only one in the office, so I'm still, you know, isolation. Really. But it allows me to get away from, you know, I've got three kids that are now, of course, young kids at home doing school, and allows me to kind of get out of the house, focus on work. Like I said, people are still buying houses right now. I'm doing a lot of refinances to help people save money. So I'm, you know, again, thankfully, you know, I'm blessed that I'm very busy right now, and able to in turn help a lot of people financially right now, which is fantastic, and certainly gives me a great feeling to know I'm essential, and I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but give us some, you know, tips for those people who are working from home. I mean, you know, a lot of my underwriters, you know, they were going from an office environment to working from home. And, you know, let's be honest, you're not quite as productive at home as you are in an office setting where, you know, you've got some peer review, some peer pressure, you know. And how do we get more productive working from home?
I think it all starts with a plan, like anything. You know, if you get up, a lot of people are just rolling out of bed and going right to it. I'm still making the bed in the morning, getting dressed,
right,
acting like I'm going to work.
And that goes directly to mindset, right? You know, when you shift your mindset to actually, you know, hey, this is work time. This is not, you know.
Oh yeah,
lounge it's around time and just kind of pound on some keyboards, right?
If you go, to work and you're in working from home and you go in your pajamas and that's cool for the first couple of days, but then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't really get much done yesterday, and you know you might be putting on a Netflix series or getting on the tube and just next thing you know the day's gone and what'd you really accomplish? So I found in our industry you've got to always be moving fast, and for me, it was just getting back up, getting the mindset shift, and acting like I'm going to work, even though I'm just going to an office in the house. And then what I do is I always try to break away some time to get out, and it could be taking a walk around the block in the neighborhood. So I try to do a couple 20-minute exercises, for example, because gyms are closed and nobody's really working out these days, and I don't even think you can buy free weights on the internet right now, so it's just one of those things. I just try to get out. I'm blessed where I live. I have a lot of nature, and so I try to get out as much as possible, and I'm working usually flex hours, so dealing, you know, as a parent, I've got kids that I got to take care of, and so I may jump back on and work at 8 o'clock at night and do some stuff. So for all the listeners, I mean, setting a schedule and just following it, I highly recommend.
So number one, kind of just creating the right frame of mind, kind of the mindset as far as, hey, this is maybe designing a workspace that's not, you know, a TV in the background, whatever, that's not, you know, bombarded with different activities going on, just creating a workspace, getting in the right frame of mind, and then just maybe number two, having some established breaks, because you do get comfortable at home.
Yep.
And it's easy to put on a laptop on your lap in front of a TV, just kind of in the background. Don't do that. Instead, have certain breaks built into the day. A walk is the beneficial. I mean, if you need to just kind of veg out and watch 20 minutes of TV, then okay. But yesterday, I go into the office, but when I take calls, as a way to kind of step away from a computer. I'll walk around my office building. Of course, I'm the only one there. So, again, let all the listeners know I'm still self-isolated, self-distancing. I don't want to get myself in trouble, whatever. I'll take a call and just walk around the block a few times while I'm on the phone. So things like that allow you to kind of maintain a higher level of focus and not get distracted, which is easier to do, whether you're in the office or at home, but much more so at home.
Yeah, I think, imagine having your employees working from home now, too. Like, and we've got listeners that probably own businesses, and if you can't see your employee face-to-face, how to manage them in times like this.
It's much harder, for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is, because you really can't tell what they're doing. There's some programs are with Skype and stuff. You could see if they're technically online. Right. But, they're going through a lot, too, the employees right now. I think everybody is. So I just try to remind, again, you hit the nail on the head, is mindset is everything in this environment.
So what else? I mean, we got the proper breaks, a good workspace area, the right frame of mind.
I'm always good with 5 o'clock happy hour and a really good meal. That's always something to look forward to.
Absolutely. So setting some goals to to reward yourself for focused, productive activities.
Absolutely, for sure.
I'm down with that.
I'm definitely doing a lot of grilling these days.
And,
yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. Sun setting right now is beautiful. Tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful too. So just try to get out and keep an eye on the weather and get outside as much as you can. Of course, not dangerously, but try to get out and just get some fresh air for sure.
We're talking about going outside and just getting fresh air, and like, it's so frustrating what we're being told. It just seems to be contradicting every other thing that we're being told. It's there was a great video online the other day from kind of someone parodying that, go outside but don't go outside. Do this but don't do this. Do that but don't do that. How do we kind of make sense of, we're not scientists or by any stretch, but we are regular people, and regular people are having the same questions that we're thinking about right now. How do we make sense of all the talk out there and all the contradicting information?
I think people just need to do their own research. And like with me, I it's like anything. You want to do something, you look into it, research it. I still look at the numbers and the infections versus the total amount of people is still very, very low,
right,
in relative to percentages. So I look at that stuff. I'm not giving advice on either way. I just think that the numbers tell a lot about it. Unfortunately, our business owners are extremely affected right now.
Yeah.
Think about your breweries, your coffee shops, your restaurants. Think about the servers and the bartenders and all those industries that are not going to work and probably just getting unemployment benefits right now, because it takes time to get unemployment benefits. You just don't leave a job and it starts the next day. It takes several weeks to process. So
right.
People are in this environment. If somebody misses a paycheck, it could be catastrophic to their family. So
I think the statistic out there that's been this way for years, I believe. I don't think it's really changed over time, but I think an extra $500 a month to someone would eliminate like 90% of bankruptcies.
Don't
exactly quote me on. I think that's fairly accurate. But so then you take the flip side of that. Well, what happens when you lose, much more than that in your paycheck?
Yeah.
I mean, that the effects can be devastating. I know that the government is stepping in and delivering some checks it's certainly interesting. We'll see how it all pans out. Hopefully, those people who need the income, we can get them back to work as quickly as possible in the safest way possible. We want everybody to save, but it's so hard to make up what the right answer is right now. But I like what you said. Everyone should do their own research as much as possible and just come up to a decision that works for them and without you know, hopefully interfering with anybody else.
Yeah. Speaking about savings and being tight right now, let's talk about, because our company's doing this, and I know that a lot of banks are doing this. Let's talk about forbearance.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual Homeowners Insurance Agent, Life Insurance Agent, Car Insurance Agent, just a general awesome insurance agent. If you need to get some quotes, review some policies, get some new numbers, hopefully maybe save some money, give Joe a call. We're talking about all kinds of helpful information today during these COVID-19 times. So regarding forbearance, Joe, it's a great question. We've talked a little about it on the show here, but, you know, it's always worth repeating. And I think the forbearance request right now is up to 6% of all mortgages. I mean, we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars that are in mortgages that are potentially going into forbearance. And, you know, I've been doing mortgages for 16 years. And if you backtrack into 2009 and 10, when you called a bank, and I worked for a big bank at the time, we were the largest mortgage bank in the nation at the time. When people would call in to the servicing 800 number, they were essentially told, they were just looking for ways whether they needed, whether they were financially destitute or they were completely okay, looking for ways to save money.
Mm-hmm.
They were, again, talking to someone who meant well, just had zero knowledge of the mortgage industry, and all they were had was a sheet in front of them. And they would tell everyone who called in, well, you need to quit making your mortgage payment. After you've missed a few payments, then you may qualify for a modification program. Obviously, this ruined a lot of people. It led to a lot of lawsuits against a lot of the banks because they were all doing it and they were all incompetent. And I don't have a problem saying that.
Yep.
The exact same thing is happening now. So you have people who, whether they're been affected by financially or not, because the government in all their wisdom did not put any restrictions on forbearance programs. There's no, you don't have to prove a hardship.
Yeah.
And so when you call in to your mortgage servicing company and ask for a forbearance, they, you know, you're not going to get probably the correct information. So when you do that, a forbearance is not a loan deferral program or a payment deferral program. You're going to have some number of months that you will not have a payment.
Mm-hmm.
When those number of months, whether it be 3 months or 6 months or even 12 months, there's some forbearance programs that are up to 12 months. When that time period ends, you owe all that money back.
Plus your regular payment.
Plus your regular. So if you had a six-month forbearance program in month seven, you now owe 7 months of mortgage payments. If you couldn't make one payment during that time period, you're not going to be able to make seven.
Yeah.
Right? And even if you were able to make one payment, maybe you weren't affected by financially and you chose to do the forbearance program, you're probably still not going to be able to make up seven payments in 1 month. So that's the gray area in the forbearance program. No one can really tell you right now what's going to happen when your forbearance period ends and you owe all this money.
Yeah.
They can either extend your forbearance. They can either set you up with some type of increased payment plan where you recoup, where you're paying extra to get squared away,
mm-hmm.
get back to even. They may offer some level of modification program. So that's the gray area.
They're not telling them the answers right now.
No, they can't.
Okay.
There's no way they can tell them the answer because they don't know.
Yeah.
And so the main point is, listen, if you can pay your mortgage, pay your mortgage.
Pay your mortgage.
If you 100% need a forbearance, then do the forbearance. That's why the program exists. Just know that there's going to be a gray area down the road. But again, if you can make your payment, do everything possible to make your payment. If you are out of a job and Amazon's hiring, you know, Domino's Pizza's hiring, all these delivery companies are hiring. You know, I look back at my life back in the mortgage crisis and the different things I did to get by and survive.
Mm-hmm.
I did those things.
Nice.
And so I have an empathy for people that are struggling right now, and because I was there, and you know, thankfully I, you know, just kind of went to work and did whatever I could to get through it.
You got to support your family.
Yeah.
I got a question on the forbearance, though. So when somebody chooses forbearance, does that affect their credit?
They're telling you no.
Okay.
Okay. The way the credit reporting agencies work, so when you don't make a payment, the bank can't report a payment history for that month. Most likely, it's going to show a blank. Let's say let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt and say when you do, let's say you do a 3-month forbearance, and they, most likely you're going to have a 3-month blank on your payment history for on your credit report. Let's say they give you check marks and they actually report that you paid.
Okay.
Probably not going to do that, but again, there's some ambiguity there. And we want to make sure that we're giving correct information at all times. Now, after your forbearance programs, again, there's where the gray area starts. How is that going to be reported? If you have to do a modification program,
mm-hmm.
if you have to get another extension of your forbearance, or if they don't and they say, hey, 4 months payments is due right now and you can't make it, what are they going to do? I am 99.9% certain that your credit will be affected
okay.
in a negative way. And let's say that you do a 3-month forbearance program and you make all four months payments due at the end of the forbearance. And so you kind of out of that gray area, you did the forbearance, you made good on it in month four. But then there's that 3-month gap of no payments. And let's say that you go to refinance, or you go to buy a new home, or you go buy a car, or whatever it may be, where you get your credit pulled. Underwriters and people looking to provide you with credit are going to see that. How will they treat it? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much uncertainty in regards to how that will report. In a perfect world.
Yeah.
In a realistic world, I'm fairly certain your credit will be negatively affected.
Yeah, and I worry about, like, if you're forbearing on your mortgage, and then what if you forbear on your car note? You can even forbear on your insurance right now. We cannot cancel you if you miss a payment if we put you in our forbearance program because it's a legal requirement.
I mean,
right now with the COVID, so that's going to be money that they're going to owe through all sectors after this is back up and running. So it is going to be interesting to see, and I hopefully we get the people the right help, and they're not put in a worse situation by choosing it. And only time will tell that.
That's for sure. And listen, if you're listening, if you got questions on any of this information, please reach out to us, 704-999-6646. This is Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. We've got Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual here. And again, so if you are, you know, struggling financially right now, if you've been laid off, there is help out there. So call us, whether it's, you know, maybe looking at different options on a mortgage or a refinance or maybe potentially, you know, a forbearance, whether insurance, what have you. Definitely give us a call. Any other questions on forbearance, Joe, that maybe some of your clients will reach out to? I know that a lot of clients, you know, trust you for advice on all things financial. You know, you help them with their insurance, but they also rely on you for, you know, mortgage and investment. Sure. and kind of, hey, where do we kind of fit this piece of the puzzle in? So any other questions that you've got?
I think we pretty much handled the insurance or the forbearance part of it.
Yeah.
I am getting a lot of requests. They don't know it's forbearance. It's more, I just can't make my payment. And so my first thing is to always try to review the coverage to lower the coverage to see if I can get that lowered, and then if they can't make the payment, then it's obviously we're not going to cancel the policy. We're just going to put them into forbearance. But forbearance on your insurance is a little bit different, right? I mean, people can come back and make an extra $300. But when you're forbearing a $1,500 mortgage payment, you know, over 3 months, that's a bigger nut to crack, especially when you're back into it. So definitely do your research and call if you guys got any questions.
Cool. What else is kind of out there in the marketplace? I mean, we're talking about everything that's going on right now. What are we talked about? Maybe the draft today. That's a shining light in this
city. Yeah. What's going on with? I saw you post something. So are you 100% sure the Panthers are moving here?
Oh yeah, yeah. So a great point. So what? Fantastic news this week. So. You know, it's been talks for, I don't know, well over a year of the Carolina Panthers organization buying a substantial amount of property down here in our own Rock Hill. And this has been ongoing, making the offer, and it was just approved by the city council this past week to green light it. And so, yeah, so... I don't know how many acres it is. It's quite a bit, but the new Carolina Panthers headquarters is going to be located down here in Rock Hill. It'll take a couple years or so to build out, but all the offices for the Carolina Panthers, the practice facilities, so they'll no longer. I think the Panthers were going to Wofford College for their mini camps, their preseason schedule. Now, instead of traveling and staying in the Wofford dorms, everything and then all the weekday practices are going to be in Rock Hill at their new facilities. And then, of course, be surrounded by new restaurants and retail and, sure. and even some townhouses and single family homes. Haven't seen like a full development plan yet. I don't think that's been ultimately released except for just kind of some general sketches. But certainly, what a tremendous boon to the Rock Hill area,
and
huge amount of money coming in, and it's just going to be fantastic for the area.
Yeah, that's like $1 billion investment I saw. So
yeah, and that's just the upfront cost. That doesn't even include the ongoing continual operations that's going to bring in with having all the practices and having people. Being able to go watch the practices and enjoy the restaurants and retail around that development. So, yeah, very excited. It's such a fantastic opportunity for Rock Hill and our residents.
Do you know exactly where the acreage is?
So, I don't. I think it's between – if you take – the Dave Lyle exit and go left.
Okay.
Right? If you're coming south on 77, I think that... Emily, do you know where that's... Okay, so off Cherry Road, Red River Road, and heading east, yeah? Yeah, so east Rock Hill towards kind of more Lancaster area. A lot of acres out there, going to be really fantastic.
Yeah, I think some Panther players buying some property here probably soon.
Yeah, sure. you look at that that opportunity for some new developments and the jobs that it's going to bring down here, and then the high paying jobs it's going to bring down to our area. I've said this for the past year or so, but the Fort Mill area, which I think encompasses Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, is in a lot of ways, it's always been an extension of Charlotte, right? Mm-hmm. People moving down here but still working in Charlotte. Well, in a lot of ways, it has been becoming kind of its own, city unto itself. And I think, something like this it certainly adds to it. You look at the developments over the past few years with the Kingsley development in Fort Mill right off 160 and all the businesses and office space that's being built in, mm-hmm. in Kingsley right now, and the opportunities that's bringing, and the revitalization of kind of the downtown Fort Mill area with mm-hmm. some new restaurants and breweries and very, very excited for the future of the Fort Mill Rock Hill area.
Yeah, I saw some people posting on Facebook. It looks like the Catawba Walk and the river, people can still go on and float and kayak right now. None of that's closed.
I think so. And I live right within walking distance of the Catawba River. And so there's just amazing trails down there. I mean, you can literally just walk for miles and miles or run or bike.
Yeah.
The trails and, you know, go right along the river for miles and miles and some of the best scenery, you know, anywhere around. Fantastic trails. And, you know, you've got all these amazing opportunities for the area down here for activities and now new businesses. And the future's looking very, very strong for Fort Mill Rock Hill area for sure.
What's your favorite takeout restaurant around here?
Oh, my goodness. You know,
support our local restaurants.
Yeah, you know, we've definitely I feel like we've eaten restaurants, food from restaurants more so in the last month than we did, you know, pre COVID-19.
Yeah.
And that's has been a conscious decision to do whatever we can to support our community. So we are, you know, my wife and I are you know, I'm in the mortgage business, right? Now I do mortgages locally, and so I feel just a big tie to the community, and so we've really tried to make a concerted effort to help out everybody in the community. We've done a lot of food trucks. In my neighborhood's brought a lot of food trucks in, which has been fantastic.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
for neighborhoods.
Yeah, so we bring in a few food trucks a week. Every Saturday morning, we'll have like a coffee pastry food truck come in. It seems like
homemade donuts.
Nice. Donuts. With Knowledge Perk come in and with a bunch of cinnamon rolls. And so that was with fantastic coffees. And, you know, we do a lot of Mexican takeout and pizza. We've done a lot of pizzas.
Yeah.
And we're just really trying to get as much support out in the community as we can.
For sure.
What about you?
I do a lot of takeout too. Same thing. I've got a pizza restaurant up by me that is Italian style. It's a oven that cooks it in like 90 seconds. And nice. You can get pretty much anything you want on it. It's flatbread. It's delicious. So I try to support them. I have a barbecue place. I drive right past every day. So I usually go there once a week and grab some food for dinner or
lunch. Some good barbecue.
Love some good barbecue. This is a good area for barbecue. I don't know much of restaurants around here, but up by me, it's really good too.
Yeah, we've got 521 barbecue. We've got the Improper Pig down in downtown Fort Mill, which is fantastic. Kind of a smaller menu,
yeah.
But the food is just fantastic. They've got some really really delicious things on the menu for sure.
Oh yeah, I've made some ribs Tuesday night. I have a local grill doctor is what it's called, but I get all my spices and brines from there and wood to smoke. And I made a nice slab of ribs that was smoked for about 4 hours over cherry wood. Dude, it was like just rips right off. Unbelievable.
Perfect. So I've got a green egg I cook ribs on. I get a really good smoke. And I've heard start them in the oven, then grill to get the smoke. I do the reverse. So I'll smoke some ribs for a few hours, and then you got to be careful not to let any juice out when you wrap up in tinfoil.
Yep.
But then you put them in the oven for another couple hours, and it just tenderizes. You got the smoky flavor from the grill, really tenderizing from the oven, and, yeah, it just falls right off, and it's quite that's how I cook my ribs.
Okay, I like it. That's
now you're kind of more the chef between the two of us. You do a lot of cooking, and even want to start your own restaurant one day.
Yep.
So is that an okay thing to do? Am I butchering the ribs?
I think that you're not. I think that the key is with any rib or poultry, I like to brine them. So I soak my ribs in a solution. Depends on what kind of solution. Usually do it in like a sweet spice type solution. You can buy brine bags at any grill places or barbecue restaurant or barbecue shops that sell spices. So I let that sit in there for usually 24 to 48 hours. And then I smoke just on a regular Weber. You could get 200, 250 degrees, and I just cook them for about 5 hours. The key is always basting the ribs throughout the process, like every 30 minutes. And I use a actually a Corona beer with some butter and garlic and a little barbecue sauce, and just slather that on as it's cooking.
Nice.
So
that's important to note for all those that are not paying attention to reality. Corona beer has nothing to do with coronavirus.
Right? That's so funny.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Call us anytime during or after the show. Any questions you've got, we'd love to help out. 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual here in studio with us. Just having a little bit of fun today, talking about the market and talking about maybe getting back to some level of normalcy. So in doing that, Joe, are you making anything for the NFL draft tonight? Any special dish that I should come over and help you eat?
Well, the kids requested chicken parmesan, so that's kind of...
One of my wife's favorite meals, by the way. So maybe I'll bring her, too.
Yeah, bring her on over. Okay. We do that. They love it. I make a three-cheese tortellini, and with the cheese on the parmesan and the tortellini, it all works, so... It's one of those things, probably one of the first meals I've learned to cook back in the day. So I kind of do a...
So that's the go-to item?
If I want to impress a lady, that's typically the meal I'm going to cook for the night.
Joe, all you got to do is show up to impress the ladies.
Chicken parm with a sweet basil sauce.
Excellent. So the draft. NFL draft, Carolina Panthers, we've got the number 7 pick.
I believe so, unless they've changed or traded up. There's a lot of movement going on during the draft day.
I was hearing that because it's all digital, I think some GMs were worried that maybe not as many trades would be happening because of just the ability to be connected with people.
We have the 7th round draft pick as of right now. It's number 7 and number 38.
So we got 2 first-rounders? Or 38 is the 2nd rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not too far off. I just, like I said, there's a lot of changes. And, I mean, this is going to be a complete blank slate for our team, I think, this year.
And we picked up Teddy Bridgewater in the offseason, the backup QB for the New Orleans Saints. What do you think about that?
I think it's solid. I'm pro Cam, and I think that this is going to be probably one of his best years ever. If he starts and it all works out, I think he had a year to recuperate, and he was a machine when he was healthy. And I think if he stays with us this year, I think he's going to have an all-star year.
What do you mean stays with us? He's not staying in Carolina.
You don't think so?
It's hard to see him staying.
I don't know. He's on his. I think this is his final contract year, right? So Typically, in my past, people do really well in their final contract year because he still has.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Cam who's really essentially been injured since his MVP season. What was like 2015?
Yeah,
he's just been struggling to stay healthy since then. I mean, I think we releasing him.
But, I don't know,
but you've got a. Certainly, he's got some opportunity to, when healthy, to be a force. I've never said he's a fantastic QB.
Yeah,
he's a phenomenal football player.
Yeah,
even in his MVP season, from a quarterback perspective, from a pure quarterback perspective, he wasn't amazing, but he was without a doubt the best football player.
Yeah,
that season, just the ability to run, extend plays, and to. Make some throws when was needed, and just the ability to confuse defenses with his multifaceted skill set.
So sure.
It'll be interesting to see where he ends up. I don't think it'll be Carolina, but we'll see. So, but do you think we're not going to go QB since we got Teddy Bridgewater?
The 7th round pick, there's going to be too many higher talents. Once you get, in my opinion, I think once you get past the top 2 quarterbacks, usually you could pick up a quarterback in the 3rd round or 4th round or 5th round, and they're gonna be decent. They might not be a complete impact player like Joe Burrow would be, but they're gonna be there for you.
It'll certainly be interesting to see what happens with the 3 quarterbacks that are up at the top of the board. You got Joe Burrow going, most likely going number 1.
I think it's a 99.99999% chance.
Right. And then you've got Tua from Alabama, and Justin Hebert from Oregon. will teams, you know, go after Tua with his what some would say injury prone body? What if he does is available at 7 to Carolina? You know, Carolina's, you know, maybe a pretty decent option. I think Tua could maybe be if he could stay healthy, be a pretty phenomenal NFL quarterback.
Yeah, we need some impact for sure. I mean, Luke was that was I wasn't seeing that coming. You know, Luke Kuechly retiring.
I actually saw that coming. I've got a text message. No kidding.
Yeah.
In from December, from a guy that maybe I shouldn't tell the story.
Oh, now you got to.
But a friend of the family, and I won't say who it was, is a friend of someone I know very well, and a little bit of inebriation was going on.
Yeah.
And he spilled the beans, and my friend texted me. He's like, dude. Coming soon.
Wow.
And then I think it was just a month later, the announcement came. I was like, oh, that's wild. But, you know, you look at a guy like Luke Kuechly, who's just, you know, should be in the Hall of Fame one day. I mean, he's been the best linebacker
for years.
And but, you know, the brutality of the NFL is no joke. And you know, players nowadays really understand the accumulation of violence to their bodies and their brains is can have long lasting effects. And so, you know, thankfully that you can make a substantial amount of money in a shorter period of time and then get out and go enjoy life.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know we're going to change direction here. I want to go real quick back to this market, Fort Mill, TKK. Something I'm noticing in the insurance industry as well is fire stations. So their neighborhoods are being built so fast that the fire stations are not updating the insurance company. So you may have an insurance policy that shows that your closest fire station is like 15 miles away. Well, that's going to be a huge impact in your rate. So what I suggest you do is call your insurance agent. Find out how you're currently rated, where they're rating your fire station, and if it's different, and you can provide like a MapQuest or a Google or documentation, send that in to the company and get your rate low, because that's a 30-40% impact. I mean, basically, if you have a house fire and the fire station's 15 minutes away, it's a total loss. So that's how companies rate. Based on fire stations.
Yeah, if fire gets out of control, you don't have 15 minutes.
Nope, not at all. So yeah, they look at it.
You know, so many different opportunities to right now, while you're at home, while you're quarantining, to look at your coverages, to look at ways to save money. And, you know, another fantastic tip from Joe Rickey, Liberty Mutual. Just something as simple as, hey, we have a new fire station, whatever. I mean, obviously the growth down here has been phenomenal, a lot of growth. And with that, I think, is there a level of which that the state or the county or city has to provide certain fire stations population density or anything like that?
I'm sure. I don't know the algorithm or the – factors,
but probably safe to say, if we're going to build, you know, 50 neighborhoods in a five mile radius, we got to build a new fire station.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, fantastic.
And they're being built around here a lot. So, especially if you're locally and close to one, and you're listening, contact your insurance agent.
And they're building some nice ones too.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really, really fantastic. You can actually do some
events,
and some, you know, bring your kids over and do some excursions, things like that. I've actually been to a birthday party. For a kid, at a fire station, which was actually pretty cool.
That's how I grew up. I grew up doing all my family functions, like Easter, Christmas. We would rent a fire station hall,
because
it was only. I mean, my family is huge. My dad and mom each have 10 and 11 brothers and sisters.
That's crazy, brother. So you're like a mouse
big,
family,
big Italian family.
Yeah. Well, hey, we hope you have enjoyed today. Well, a little bit of a loose, fun style show today
for
all of our listeners quarantined at home. Again, I can't stress enough. Look for ways to save money. Give us a call anytime during or I guess now after the show, 704-999-6646. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Would love to put some numbers and figures together. Connect you with Joe, Ricky. Look at your insurance coverages. Look for ways to save you money. Every dollar counts, especially in times like this. And we would just love the opportunity to help our communities and help us all weather the storm. So give us a call, and we will catch you next Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you next weekend.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.